his association, or its association with the different types of modes and mechanisms. Satagun Rajagun Kamuja. So you mix it, then that it becomes 81, 3 multiplied by 3, 9, and again 9 multiplied by 9, it becomes 81. So there are 8,400,000 souls on account of this mixture. That's all. So the mixture is possible. According to the mixture, they have a different consciousness. According to the body, they have a different consciousness. A man, highly intellectual, Brahmin, he is so, I am different than everyone. I am so wise, I am so pure, I am Brahmin. So he has got a different consciousness. And similarly, the hog, because it has got a different form, it has a hog. The stool is so nice, let me eat it. It is very to understand, according to the association with the modes of material nature, we are getting different types of body. And according to different types of body, we are developing different types of consciousness. Is it very difficult to understand? But when we transcend this bodily concept of life, then we come to the one standard concept, that is Krishna. That is Try to understand. If there is a difficulty, ask. It's very important. Why there are different concepts? Everyone could take up this Krishna concept. But they cannot take it because there was bodily concept of life. And body means association with the most of material nature in a different way. Try to understand. Is there any question on this point? Say clearly, if you have understood, explain. It's very important point. Ramamana guneshtas, guneshtasya, guneshtu, asya, mamaham. According to the body, the hog is claiming, oh, this tool is mine. He cannot say, he is thinking, just like the other day in Hong Kong, he saw that one old man was collecting some nasty food from the garbage, because he's thinking, this sort of food is my food. Mamaham. He has got a certain type of body. Then Narasimha Thakur says, Nana jani bhavan kare kadajya bhakhan kare. Karmakanda, janakanda, sakali viser bhanda. Those who are taking to the Karmi's life or Jnani's life, even Jnani's life. Jnani's life means type of forms of body. Just like so long here, the Jnanis have got a very nice body, Brahminical body, pure, clean, and beautiful. Knowledge, the heart development, they can go स्टिल आप मोहलोक जनलोक तपलोक सत्यलोक सिद्धलोक ब्रह्मलोक उद्धम गच्छन्ति सत्त्वा the more in satogun you get higher level of living in higher planetary system उद्धम गच्छन्ति सत्त्वा those who are on the most of goodness a material nature they go higher and higher higher and higher but Krishna says abhamma bhuvana lokan punaravartino arjuna Even if you go to the Brahma Lok, that is also not security that you get rid of the four principles of material life, birth, death, old age and disease. Abrahma Bhuvana Lokan Punaravarti Narjuna. Again, coming down. Even if you go to the impersonal Brahma effulgence, from there also, you have to come back. Arujya Krishna Parang Padam Sata Patanti Abha So, Madhyama Gatya Apunajjana But anyone who reaches the Jiva another reason of falling down, there is sometimes question where how one who lives in association with Krishna, how he fell down. Generally, those who are living with Krishna or Vaikuntha, they do not fall down. But those who are in the effulgence of Krishna, in an impersonal Brahma, they fall down. Because it is the propensity of the living entity to enjoy. But one cannot enjoy. There is no ananda. So those who are merging in the Brahma effulgence, they are getting the departments of eternity. The Brahma is such chit ananda. So they are simply accepting sadamsa. Sadamsa means only eternity. It's like if you are asked to sit down in a place eternally, no. It is impossible. You must desire the same. That is. Because we are living entity, living being. Therefore our Vaishnava philosophy has varieties of meaning. Mayavadi philosophy, they think like Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, Adhikar Narayana. So how long they will stick like that? That will fall out. Artificially, he is Brahma, that's all right. Everyone is Brahma. But simply thinking, I am Brahma, suppose you are rich man. So if you simply think, I am rich man, I am rich man, I am rich man, will that give you pleasure? You must act like a rich man. If I am rich man, I must have a very nice motor car, I must have a very nice society, fancy, love, building, and then that will give me pleasure. And if I got millions of dollars bank balance, and if I think, oh, I am so rich man, I am so rich man, that will not give me pleasure. Is it not practical? Try to understand. Will any rich man, if he thinks simply that I am a rich man, I am a rich man, will he be happy in that way? Rather, a poor man who has got variegated life, he is happy. Huh? Even Krishna, who is the Supreme Lord, he has nothing to do. He also sometimes says that I must fight with somebody. I must play, I must become subordinate to somebody. Therefore, he comes. He becomes subordinate to somebody. That is clear. He becomes chastised. He fights with the demons. Some of the demons are devotees. Just like he fights. I want to take massage. I find out my massage from my devotee. with all strength. You see? I cannot go outside. Similarly, Janmadasya-gata, the fighting spirit is there in Krishna. So when he wants to fight, in Vaikuntha there is no possibility of fight. Nobody will be able to fight. Everyone already will agree to fight. And there is no fight. Fighting means must be inimical potency. Unless you think I am your enemy, and I think you are my enemy, the fighting is not there. If I think I am fighting with my friend, it is a false fight. Fighting must be between two strong enemies. Therefore, sometimes joy vijaya comes. The question is that why the living entity falls down? It is not falls down. That just like joy vijaya came, just to satisfy his master. His master deserved fighting. So some of his servants went to the material world and became a great enemy like Hiranyakashipu. Ravan. For killing Ravan, Rama is coming. Well, Ravan could not be killed without Rama. If Rama desired, millions of Ravan could be killed in 1 second. Well, why is he coming to personally to fight it? Just to satisfy a pleasure, first time, that I shall fight. That is variety. Brahma does not mean no variety. Variety, there is fight. Just like Krishna was taking pleasure when his devotee, Bhishma, was piercing with arrows. Actually, was taking pleasure. So Vishwanath Chakravarti has given this example that this can be realized by this example that when a lover kisses the opposite lover, even sometimes kissing, there is blood come out, spirit is kissing. In that kissing process, even blood comes out, but the spirit is displeased. The lover does not complain. This is a very suitable example given by Vishnu Chakravarti Swami. So, when Krishna enjoys with his devotee, the fighting is piercing Krishna's body, that is being enjoyed by Krishna. I think I have explained this in Bhagavad. So, impersonal, without any variety, nobody can live. Even Krishna, the Supreme Lord, he can also say, he was variety. So, this variety of forms. Because they want variety of enjoyment. Therefore they have got different forms of body, according to their association. So Mahavadi philosopher, when they come to know that this is Maya's play, so therefore they want to make it variety less, form less. This is the philosophy. So, but that is not the solution. This is Maya. This form or no form, this is Maya. When we develop our real spiritual form and enjoy in company, in association with the Supreme Lord, variety, just like Vrindavan, variety. So Vrindavan, the cows, the trees, the water, they are also spiritual. Some devotee wants to start Krishna becoming a cow. Some devotee wants to start Krishna becoming a bird, becoming a monkey, and some is starting as a gopi, or a cowherd boy, a father, a mother, but they are all spiritual. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitavi. They are all expressed, just like when Brahma took away all the friends and cows of Krishna, immediately expanded himself in his self. So all the cows and all the cowherd boys and everything, that they were all expansion of Krishna. Pleasure potential. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitahi stavi eva nija rupa taya kalavi. Nija rupa. So, the varieties are there also. But here, the variety is maya. Maya bahu rupaya. The same example. The mirage. It appears like water, but that is not real water. Similarly, here, maya, because it is false, there appear like that variety, but they are false. Maya. Bahurupaya. Ramante. This ramante, this pleasure, is material pleasure, because guneshu namamana guneshu asya, they are trying to take pleasure in the material modes of nature. Omahang, it is vannate, how is that? So, this variety has created a sense of personal property. Mama. Man. Man. Therefore they are fighting. This is our country, Japanese country. This is this country. You have come here, so many of these are immigration. So Maya, by Maya, say why you have to be here? Is it your property? No, that thing is my property. It's my property. Just like in Australia and other countries, colonization, they use up other's property, and now they are thinking, it is our property. Before that, usurping the property was there. So before that usurping, when the property was then whose property? So we come here in different forms and claim something. This is my property. Another man claims this is my property. Actually, this is Maya, false. Everything Krishna's property. Isavasamidam sarvam. So this is but Maya. They have created this false idea. It is my property. It is my property. Mama hum iti manati. The same thing is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Ahankara vimura asma. By false ego, they have become disfooled. Kattaham iti mannate. Katta. Katta means the proprietor. Or the master. He is not actually master. But under the influence of different modes of material nature, he is still a master, a ninja, a mokta. This is the term. What is the next class?
Yahi vāpa mahimni sve parasmin kālamāyo prameta gata sammohas chattavodāste sabobhayam.
What?
Yahi.
I am now amongst the members of Krishna consciousness devotee. I am one of the devotees. And because I am taking this association, and because I am working under that direction, a Krishna must be pleased and he must give me protection. Therefore, I should not deserve any more anything. Let me fully serve. No reservation. Fully serve. The business is, we want to sell books, not to make money. If you simply take a formality as a Hargriva, that's taking the formality. We have to keep some cows, never mind, we have to take payment from others. That is not cow protection. Cow protection means, they say, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality Godhead, he is tending the cows, he is going, taking the cows, personally, from his royal palace, going to the forest, all day, walking there. Is it not? Cow has gone. And taken some little food, Mada, whatever Mada has given, they are playing this. So this is cow protection. Not that somebody will give money and he shall keep some third class cows and feed them and become cow protection. He must tend the cows very nicely so that they give us sufficient milk, and with that milk we shall live. No, because we are giving protection to cow, we send money for the cows and the cow protector. Earn money there and give it. Give us money, we shall eat nicely and sleep. And as soon as this practice is going on, then next will be, give me some LSD, give me some something else. So you don't want that. Similarly, the GBC member means, they will see that in every temple, these books are very thoroughly being read and discussed and understood and applied in practice and life. That is one thing. Not to see the vouchers, only how many books he has sold and how many books are in his stock. That is secondary. He may keep vouchers. If one is engaged in Krishna's service, there is no need of vouchers. That is, everyone is doing his best, that's all. So we have to see that things are going on very nicely. So in that way, the GBC member should divide some zone and see very nicely that things are going on. They are chanting 16 rounds, temple management is being according to the routine work, and the books have been thoroughly discussed, been read, understood practically. These things are it. Now, suppose you go to sell some book, and if somebody says, you have read this book, can you explain this verse? Then what do you say? He says, no, it is for you, it is not for me. I have to take money from you, that's all. Is that a very nice answer?
No.
Then? We have written this book for your reading, not for our reading. We are simply collecting money. That's all.
Sure, Father. If while in the process of the studying of the book, there is some disagreement, one...
What disagreement? Everything is explained there. Why does it be disagreement?
Or there is no understanding, it's still there is a question presented.
No, without understanding, or understanding what is the difficulty, everything is explained there. So what is the difficulty of this argument? Everything word to word meaning is there, translation is there, purpose is there, what is the difficulty?
So then the point is then to practically apply, then you will understand.
Practical application means that this I and mine, it is all misconception. Everything belongs to Krishna. I am Krishna. When I say I means I am servant of Krishna. And if I say my, Krishna is mine. I am Krishna's Krishna is mine. That is perfect I am. Along Brahma, I am God, I am the Supreme, I am moving the stars, just like the rascals, the England. That is acceptable. There are so many rascals, the England. But I am the Supreme, I am moving the star, I am moving the sun, it is being controlled by me. That is a negative. That is explained there. That is energy. Is it not? Does not somebody meditate like that? Well, but they do not say actual. Whether actually he is able to move the sun and move. But foolishly thinking. They are taught that if you simply think like that, then one day. So that's how impractical proposition. Our proposition that we also think about Krishna's pastime in order to enter into Krishna's life, but not to become Krishna, but to be allowed into the eternal pastime of Krishna, Nitya Lila, Pravishna. Our thinking, we are thinking of Krishna's pastime, Tadatad Bhava Bhavita, not to become Krishna. Even not to become the coward one. Our is always, we want to become the servant of the coward one. Those who are thinking of becoming gopi, is a met servant of another gopi. And that is our purpose. If I think that I shall become Mother Yashoda, that is also Maya. That is also Maya. Exactly like that, if one thinks that I shall become Krishna. Our only proposition is how to be engaged in the service of Krishna. That is explained. So, if there is difficulty, we should discuss among ourselves clearly. But there must be thorough discussion and understanding. And the president of the center, he should be able to answer the question of other members. If he is unable, then he should ask the local general secretary. Then at last it should come to him. Not that all the questions are going to me directly. and we are simply busy with vouchers and reports. This thing is very carefully. Not that. The president, me, he must be very smart. He should be secretary, this should be all expert in reading. This is our main business. To study, to know things. Otherwise, what is it? That this boy is asking questions, me. He should have asked questions to the senior members. What is your next question?
Professor, sometimes the students question or not understanding in the course of the class, the proper answer cannot be given. The person says, the start is skewed within the heart.
I'm giving an understanding already in my book. This is why, that I'm explaining, why these books are being written. Just to explain things very nicely. They are already there. So try to understand. If you cannot understand, then it's has not made the things clear, but you are unable to understand. So, in that case, you have to cleanse yourself. Sita Darpana Mahajanam. Both things. You must be able to understand, and the instructor should be able to make you understand. Both of them, like Sugriva Goswami and Parikrishna, Arjuna and Krishna. One answer and is answered, but the answer is not understandable by us. But Arjuna is understanding, Siddhartha Goswami is understanding. Because this is a question between
Yes.
So sometimes we cannot understand due to our incapacity. But things are already there. So by discussing, by repeated trying to understand and being clean for part, everything will be there. Sambhidhi panipati na paritasneva sevaya. The two things are there. Seva and Pranipa, surrender, at the same time has service. Sivan Mukhi, he is Yuvhadu, Samayuvas Purattva. If one is inclined to give service, then automatically things become unique. This is science like that. Jasya Devi, Parabhakti, Jatha Devi, Tatha Guru, Tasya Iti, Patita, Jatta, Prakasanti, Mahatma. This spiritual science cannot be understood simply by academic knowledge or by charity. The seva vritti, the service attitude must be there. Otherwise, it will never be understood. Jasya Devi Parabhakti, Jatha Devi Tatha Guru. These are the leading names. So, let us
each and every stroke
should be very, very scrutinizedly understood. That should be the big first business of all these books. There are so many books. Simply, if you make arrangement for selling, not for understanding, then it is simply material. Both things must go on.